This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we can focus on what's going to be very different about the State of the Union address when it takes place tomorrow night. And I know the excitement, the electricity, the unbelievable enthusiasm regarding President Biden's State of the Union address is just mounting everywhere. You can feel it in the air. Well, one thing that's going to be very different is Nancy Pelosi won't be there. Nobody's going to be ripping up a speech afterward or rolling her eyes. I don't know. Maybe Kevin McCarthy would do that since he's replacing Nancy Pelosi. He's the new Speaker of the House. The Republicans have taken over the House. They have put together these new committees, including the new weaponization committee on the alleged weaponization of government. With all of that going on, it's a great time to take a look at what is the fate of conservatism. And nobody better to address that than the author of the best-selling book, The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism. And that book is by Matthew Continetti, who is a senior fellow and the inaugural Patrick and Charlene Neal Chair in American Prosperity at the American Enterprise Institute, where his work is focused on American political thought and history. Matt, always great to speak to you, and congratulations on the success and influence of your book. So, okay, you've been writing about the last 100 years of American conservatism. What's going to be different about American conservatism in 2023 and 24?
Well, Michael, thank you for having me. It's great to be here. I think the major difference between the conservatism of the past century that I write about and the conservatism of today is the term is contested unlike ever before. There's always been a lot of disputation on the American right. There's always been factionalism, different camps. But today, when you go online, when you read conservative periodicals, you listen to talk radio, watch television, you find that people are really arguing over what it means to be conservative, whether conservatives should continue to oppose the expansion of government or should embrace it, what type of leader the conservative movement should have in the next year. These debates are very pronounced in a way that I haven't really seen before, but could turn out to be healthy and productive.
When you say they could turn out to be healthy and productive, that brings us immediately to the struggle within conservatism right now, and it's going to be a struggle for the nation at large concerning the debt ceiling. You've written about that. I mean, a lot of people looking at the insistence on the part of Kevin McCarthy and the other, many of the other leaders in the House, not all of them who are Republicans, the insistence that any lifting of the debt ceiling be accompanied by major spending cuts. Do you believe that they will get any kind of deal on the debt ceiling that they could describe as a victory for conservative principles?
Well, we really don't know. I think we're at the beginning of this process. It's going to be a long and drawn out process. You know, we just had the first meeting last week between Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy and President Biden. McCarthy says it was a productive meeting. The White House continues to say they won't negotiate on whether the debt ceiling ought to be lifted, but that does leave them some room, perhaps, to agree to spending cuts if that's what it takes to get the measure through the House. So I think we're going to basically kind of careen towards some sort of impasse that will come later this spring when the markets begin to show signs of worry about whether the debt ceiling will be raised at all. And when that happens, Michael, I do think that we will get some type of agreement and a debt ceiling increase. But it's not going to come right away, and it's not going to be pretty.
Well, when you say it won't be pretty, one can imagine that for people in the Freedom Caucus and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar and Matt Gaetz, that people in that wing of the party under no circumstances are going to vote to raise the debt ceiling. But they don't need to, right? I mean, you just need even a modest chunk of Republicans to join with the Democrats to get that done and to avoid default. So
that's right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think one thing that's striking is when you look at some of the configurations of power, say, heading into this debate. The first is, you know, many of the frontline representatives in the Republican conference, that is to say the Republican House members who come from Biden districts or from competitive districts that both Trump and Biden have won in the previous cycles, they are sticking to the line that there needs to be some spending reductions before there's a debt ceiling increase. And I think they're doing that because they can read the polls, which show that Americans are concerned about spending. So I do think Republicans have an argument here that they can take to the public. The danger, as you point out, is the stalwarts, the radicals who won't do anything under any circumstances, can capsize any deal. And so I think it's more likely that you get many Republicans and some moderate Democrats, or that is to say Democrats who are also coming from frontline competitive districts who are open to some sort of spending reductions, then you do, say, have a debt ceiling increase with all the Democrats and some Republicans. Do you see what I mean? So I do, but the question, of course, will be what are the actual numbers? And those figures, I don't believe we're going to see until the very last minute.
Okay, and when you talk about the Republican Party being divided as never before, something as basic as avoiding default of the U.S. government, that's a divisive issue. There's also divisiveness in the Republican Party, pardon me, about America's policy toward Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And that who would have thought that a party that one time embraced Ronald Reagan and his opposition to the evil empire with something approaching unanimity, today this is splitting people on the right, is it not?
It's not only splitting people on the right, Michael, but I fear, as someone who supports continued aid to Ukraine, there is an emerging consensus against further assistance within the Republican Party. The trend lines on some of these polls, when you ask conservatives and self-identified Republicans whether America should continue to aid Ukraine, are very worrisome. Republicans are now slipping into kind of majorities against further assistance to Ukraine. And what's happening here? Well, I think, one, it's a lot of partisanship is at work. We've seen this before in earlier cases where you have a Democrat president opposed by the Republicans, and Republicans just tend to reflexively take the opposite stand as the Democratic president. Another thing is there is a growing sentiment in the Republican Party that believes American power is can have dangerous secondary effects, that we're escalating perhaps too quickly, there's still memories of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, even as we approach the 20th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. And for all these reasons, the foreign policy debate in the Republican Party is reaching an intense point.
Well, and there's another reason, too, which has to do with attitudes toward Vladimir Putin. We will get to that. And the question of, will the Republican Party continue to be the party of business, or will it be more of the working man's party? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to FundStudentsFirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, pleasure to be joined again by Matthew Continetti. He is the author of the essential book, which is a history of the emergence of today's American conservative movement, which used to be much easier to classify, used to be much more ideologically united than it is today. His book is called The Right, The 100-Year War for American Conservatism, and it certainly is a sympathetic book toward conservatism because that's the way that Matthew Continetti identifies himself. And the book is coming out in May. in paperback. There have been a number of other pieces. There was just a big piece featured in Wall Street Journal by Gerald Seib, who we had on the show. Is the GOP now a working man's party? And there was another piece earlier we had on Carl Zinsmeister, who did a piece about the Republican Party was unlettered, by which he meant there are no BAs or PhDs after your name, and generally a party that was prominently people who did not have college degrees, and working class people who are white and black and Latino. Is the Republican Party still the party of business and free markets and capitalism, or is it becoming a working man's party, Matt Continetti?
Well, Michael, I think it can be both the party of free markets and capitalism and the party of the working man. I do think some Republicans make a mistake. They make a category error when they say that, well, because more and more Republican voters lack college degrees, therefore Republicans must embrace government power. I mean, if there's one lesson I take from my study of conservatism, it has always been skeptical of government power because it understands how fragile things are and how easily government can break them. Look, I think it's indisputable. The Republican Party is increasingly the party of voters without college degrees, mainly white voters without college degrees, growing numbers of Hispanic voters, and African-American males as well. But the question is, well, does that really change the beliefs, the principles of the Republican Party? And in truth, I don't see much of a change. I mean, Republicans still are much more likely to say that the market is better than the alternatives. The Republican Party is very anti-socialist. The Republican House just passed a resolution last week condemning the crimes of socialism. And I would say that, too, that, you know, we hear a lot of analysis which goes that, you know, Republicans have always been the party of big business and corporate America. That's not exactly true. In fact, corporate America has in some ways been very hostile to conservative principles and free market ideas for the last century. What Republicans and conservatives have always championed is small business, and I think they continue to do that. So I do think we see a lot of talk about how the fact that there are many Republicans who don't have college degrees means somehow that the Republican Party should embrace organized labor and the union movement, or should adopt a wide-ranging industrial policy of picking winners and losers. I don't really see that happening. And in fact, when the Carl Zinsmeister piece, for example, you know, focusing on the unlettered nature of Republicans today, you know, I think that Republican and conservative skepticism of expert opinion is warranted. I think it's been justified, the way that some experts have behaved in recent years. And I think that you can't go wrong standing for common sense in America. But I do think, though, that there's a danger in kind of moving beyond common sense and adopting conspiracy thinking or just kind of a reflexive anti-intellectualism.
Okay. When you actually look at where we are right now, President Trump still is obviously the front runner for president. He's the most prominent and probably the most popular self-identified conservative in the country. But you actually did a piece just now where you talk about the Trump campaign bouncing back. Okay, that raises two questions. Bouncing back from what? And how?
Sure. Well, bouncing back from a very bad end of 2022. You look at the Trump campaign, many of his candidates who he endorsed in high-profile races, in particular in the Senate, but also some governorships, they lost. When you do an analysis, as some of my colleagues have done, you find that having a Trump brand to your name, the Trump endorsement, hurt candidates by as much as 5 percentage points. So there was a disappointing midterm. midterm election, and Trump, I think, was responsible for much of that disappointing result, not all of it, but much of it. Then he had his campaign launch the following week, and that fell flat. And he went from there to his dinner with two high-profile anti-Semites, which was just awful and a disaster. So he ended the year in a very poor place. Meanwhile, of course, Ron DeSantis was rising. I believe that since the discovery that Biden had the classified documents in his office and then at his home beginning in early January, Trump has come back. He's asserted himself, and he's had a better news cycle and reestablished himself as a front runner, as you say. We'll see what happens in the coming months, especially in the decision I'm looking at the closely is whether Ron DeSantis gets in the race later this spring.
If Ron DeSantis doesn't run, and again, there are all kinds of reasons why he wouldn't. Who is going to be the most viable challenger, do you believe, to President Trump for the nomination?
Well, looking at the polls today, there really isn't one. The only DeSantis and Trump typically rate in double digits when you conduct a multi-candidate survey. Typically in third place is Vice President Mike Pence, usually at 8 or 9%. Beneath Pence now you have Nikki Haley, the former U.N. ambassador and governor of South Carolina. She's expecting to enter the race next week. I note that Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, very popular, is also exploring a presidential race. He's going to go on a listening tour next week. I could see Tim Scott rising in the polls in the coming months. But when I just simply look at name ID, fundraising potential, the ability to command the media narrative, it does seem to me like it's a Trump-DeSantis race.
And one of the things that people bring up all the time is there were presidential front runners at one time, named Dick Gephardt or Rudy Giuliani, who didn't pan out at all. So tough to predict, but not tough to predict that the 100-year war for American conservatism, The Right, the new book by Matt Continetti, is worth consideration. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News update. Two suspects are in custody for planning an attack on energy substations in Maryland, wanting to completely destroy Baltimore.
Sarah Beth Clendaniel and Brandon Russell conspired to inflict maximum harm on the power grid.
Tom Sobosinski, the FBI special agent in charge of the Baltimore office, says Russell is a known neo-Nazi leader from Florida who spent 4 years in prison on federal explosives charges. The suspects were motivated by racist, extremist ideology. Thousands are dead following a pair of devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. A 7.8 magnitude quake was followed by a tremor that measured 7.5. Turkey's president called it the largest disaster in his country in more than 80 years. When it comes to the economy, Americans feeling less confident. A new Gallup poll shows more than two-thirds of those surveyed expect inflation to rise during the first half of this year. John Schaefer, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medved Show on the eve of the State of the Union speech. It's tomorrow. It's not tonight. It's tomorrow. There can be some other new crisis that emerges that will merit some kind of attention. And this is no surprise. The nation was so deeply moved by the terrible, terrible murder of Tyre Nichols, that apparently his family will be there tonight or tomorrow night as the guests of President Biden. 4 in 10 Americans, according to the Washington Post ABC poll, 4 in 10 Americans say they've gotten worse off financially since Joe Biden became president, which is astonishing, frankly. It is the most in ABC News, Washington Post polls dating back 37 years that they believe that they've gotten worse off during a given presidency. And political fallout includes poor performance ratings for Biden and a tight hypothetical Biden-Trump rematch next year. Heaven help us all. Given disaffection with both leaders, a rerun of the 2020 presidential election is hardly enticing. Nearly 6 in 10 Democratic-aligned adults don't want to see Biden nominated again for the job. Now, if people are looking at figures like that, there are some ambitious Democrats out there. And the idea of challenging Biden is almost a freebie. Why is it a freebie? Because you're fighting uphill, and even if you make it just a decent showing and Biden ends up winning the nomination, it could still help build a future race. If you look at the only occasions where presidential incumbents have been challenged within their own party, you never win. Sometimes you drive the president out of office. That happened with Truman in 1952, where he was planning to run again. And a Tennessee senator named Estes Kefauver ran against him and won the New Hampshire primary. And that kind of knocked Truman out of the race. Eugene McCarthy didn't win the New Hampshire primary in 1968, but he got 42% against the incumbent Lyndon Johnson and drove him out of office. And the point being that neither Kefauver nor McCarthy ever became president, but they certainly increased their national profile and their influence and their significance in the party. The nearly 6 in 10 Democratic-aligned adults don't want to see Biden nominated again for the job. And half on the Republican side would rather not see Donald Trump as their party's nominee. If those were the choices in the election were today, the polls suggest it would be very close. Among all adults, 48% say they support Donald Trump and 44% are for Biden. It's among registered voters, it's a 48-45 similar margin. The differences are within the poll's margin of sampling error. The other approach to what's going on in the United States, when people are asked about the State of the Union, okay, what all presidents say is, the State of our Union is strong, right? And you've heard that 1,000 times before. I don't think Biden can say that because the public isn't there with him. This is the brand new Gallup poll on the eve of the State of the Union where it says Americans' assessment of the state of the nation remains in the pandemic-era slump seen since 2021, marked by subdued satisfaction with 30 different aspects of the country. These include the public's reaction to several aspects of U.S. society generally, as well as to numerous specific issues facing the country. The new findings from Gallup's January 2nd to 22nd Mood of the Nation poll come as only 23% of Americans are broadly satisfied with the way things are going in the country, while the rest are dissatisfied, including nearly half who say very dissatisfied. Now, again, you read something like this, is that Joe Biden was sort of buoyed by the good jobs numbers and by maybe some progress against inflation, maybe promising news for the economy, and yes, he got an infrastructure bill passed, and yes, he got a gun control bill passed, which was almost entirely meaningless, it seems to me. But still, when you look at 23% of Americans say they're broadly satisfied with the way things are going, while nearly half say they are very dissatisfied, if half the people in the country are very dissatisfied with where we're going, how is President Biden or Kamala Harris supposed to be returned to power? Now, things can change. There's still time. But the polling numbers, and these are different polls, but they have the same result, and the same result is that people do not like the direction that this country is going. The overall quality of life in the country and the opportunity for people to get ahead by working hard are the only two societal dimensions of eight measured in this year's Mood of the Nation poll that a majority of Americans view positively. Even these satisfaction ratings, however, are well below the record highs of 89% for the quality of life. That was in 2001 and 2002. Time right after a terrorist attack, and 77% for opportunity back in 2002. Satisfaction about the state and power, size and power of the federal government is about a third. And what's remarkable about that is people who think that government should be more powerful and bigger, and there are a bunch of Democrats who believe that, one would think, could have united with people who think that government is actually too big, and that you have this overwhelming sense of the power of federal government is not right. The system of Americans are least satisfied with this, are least satisfied with the nation's moral and ethical climate. How many people are satisfied with the moral and ethical climate in our country? Are you? When you're asked a question like that about the moral and ethical climate, 20% say they're satisfied with that, and 24% say they're satisfied with the way income and wealth are distributed. And size of major corporations, only 27% are satisfied. This is not a good moment for President Biden to step up and to try to tell people it's happy days are here again, which, of course, is a traditional Democratic theme song. And it's a problem for him because what they point out, that the State of the Union, known as SOTU, this is a piece by Michelle Cottle in the New York Times, is empty political theater. It is not. It's far from it. Especially this year when there is so much real-life drama to watch, with President Biden assumed to be gearing up for a re-election run. He will be test-driving issues and messages with campaign potential. What will resonate or not? Your predictions? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team. 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dose of debate. It's the Michael Mendez Show.
One of the things that you usually look for in the State of the Union address is, of course, every president who's been president for two full years is going to emphasize all the wonderful things he's done for the country and all the beautiful flowers that are blossoming everywhere and the happy bunnies bouncing along the reborn land, and it's joy and it's morning in America and it's wonderful. Okay, Biden can't do that. Not when you see that basically 20% of Americans think things are going well. They're satisfied with the direction of the country, 23%. It's not going to work for him. And the other problem is that what is his vision for the future? In other words, Biden claims to have done all these wonderful things, and given the fact that the American people don't believe either one, that they're not so wonderful, that they're negative, or they believe, too, that they may not be big or significant things at all. And so how does he talk about the future? Now, again, there probably will be some mention of the balloon threat because it's so much on people's minds. Is it possible that someone like, Lauren Boebert, who did it last time at the State of the Union, shouted back at the president fairly rudely? Is it possible that people would hiss and boo and make fun of the president? Maybe they'll bring some balloons to release secretly. I guess you could blow them up and release them secretly on the House floor. The entire thing is not great. And frankly, I'm also not sure about whether it's politically or even substantively right for Republicans to be so negative about the fact that President Biden delayed so as not to incur any damaging impact on the American mainland. He waited until the balloon was over water, but within our 12-mile territorial control of some of the Atlantic Ocean, so that we would have a chance to actually recover, and apparently the Navy SEALs have done some of that, is recover pieces of what was left over from the balloon. Speaking of leftover from the balloon, on Face the Nation, Ted Cruz, speaking the day after, of course, the balloon came down, at least acknowledged that shooting it down was the right thing to do. Here's the senator from Texas.
I want to start by doing something that I don't do very often, which is commending Joe Biden for actually having the guts to shoot this down. That was the right thing to do. That is absolutely what the president should have done. Unfortunately, he didn't do that until a week after it entered U.S. airspace. He allowed a full week for the Chinese to conduct spying operations over the United States, over sensitive military installations, exposing not just photographs, but the potential of intercepted communications. And more broadly, I think this entire episode telegraphed weakness to Xi and the Chinese government. And to illustrate why, I would just ask one hypothetical question. Imagine how this would have played out if nobody had taken any pictures of the balloon, if nobody in Montana had looked up and noticed this giant balloon, if it wasn't in the news. We know that when the Biden administration knew about the balloon, they said nothing, they did nothing, they didn't shoot it down. And at the end of the day, I think the only reason they shot it down is because it made it into the news and they felt forced to as a matter of politics rather than national security. That's a bad message for the Chinese government to hear.
Well, it's certainly a bad message for the president to convey. Leon Panetta, who's a former White House chief of staff under President Clinton, former head of the CIA and defense secretary and all of that, he was appearing on CNN. And here's his reaction, which echoes Senator Cruz, clip 5.
You're saying that you think this should have been shot down perhaps over Montana, something like that, maybe over a sparsely populated area, that sort of thing, before it crossed over the entire, almost the entire continental U.S.
Yeah, that bothered me, that it was allowed to transverse the entire country. And for that reason, I think it probably would have been well for the president to have been transparent with the country about what was happening here. When they initially found that the balloon was there, when they considered it to be an intelligence-gathering balloon, and frankly, when the president made the decision to shoot it down, if he made the decision on Wednesday to shoot it down, I think that should have been made public. It would have prevented some of the criticism that occurred later. And the American people, I think, are entitled to know just exactly what our adversaries are up to. So I think greater transparency would have helped the White House as well.
Look, I don't think there's any question about that. The difficulty is that if the president was aware, and he appears to have been 8 days before the balloon was shot down, that it was entering U.S. airspace, at least making some kind of public announcement rather than creating the impression that nothing would have happened. He would have said nothing. He would have kept it a secret from the American people if a local newspaper in Montana hadn't spotted this big blob up in the sky. And speaking about big blobs up in the sky, Saturday Night Live was actually pretty amusing about the entire balloon invasionary force. Listen.
General, we've never seen an object like this gain entry into our airspace before. How did that happen?
That's an excellent question, Katie. The balloon was somehow able to get past our West Coast anti-balloon defense system, the Seattle Space Needle. But once it was here, we were able to keep an eye on it with our sophisticated tracking technology of going like this.
He then looks up to the sky. And that's how we track this thing. Kenan Thompson on Saturday Night Live. The idea of looking toward the future, could be a very, very serious matter in the State of the Union address regarding the war in Ukraine. Because there are a lot of people on the left, on the right, and in the center who are looking at the war as it enters its second year. And despite all the heroism and the achievements of the Ukrainian freedom fighters, and I think they are freedom fighters, the difficulty now is what is the second year going to look like? And in fact, the Ukrainians just replaced their defense minister, Reznikov, who had been a close colleague, and apparently it's another close colleague of Volodymyr Zelensky, and it has to do with not with Reznikov being involved with some of the corruption that they are chronically trying to deal with even in Ukraine, but it has to do with him being a few spaces closer in contact with people who were involved than would help a country that is struggling for its life and just has new doses of Western aid headed in their direction. I do think the president's going to have to speak about Ukraine and speak about the basis for continued and, in fact, even increased American support. And John Meacham, apparently, the fine historian and very gifted writer, is one of those people who is coming forward to help the president write the speech. And I would imagine, knowing John Meacham a little bit, those will be speeches that are passages that are going to be memorable and dramatic and maybe even effective. But then again, this all goes back to the problem that Joe Biden has with actually delivering a big speech like this. Let's say he has a text. Let's say he's practicing, he's rehearsing it. That was the case last time, and he made some major mistakes. Speaking of major mistakes, there were arrests involved a plot to knock out power in Baltimore's power grid. Who's behind it? One of the people is a longtime American Nazi. There's also reports of Nazi activity in San Francisco and in Atlanta. What is going on? We'll talk about that and the rise of anti-Semitism with question mark in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.